Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is our Business Kids Academy this morning. I am not in my, where am I? I wasn't quite ready this morning to, episodes. Loading my hosting tools. Sorry about this morning, and here we go. Okay. I guess it doesn't matter. I was looking for, I'm just getting used to all this stuff, so it's one of those things where you finally get in, it says you got 5 seconds to your show. This morning, we're talking about briefcase for the babe. Now, this is not the briefcase, rather, it's a brief case on behalf of kids. Now, as you know, that kids, they come into this world and they've got little choice to what it looks like. So they come down here for the purpose of gaining experience and understanding. And I believe that, we also come with some inherent talent that influences us in our lifetime. But as defenseless human beings, we are given to parents and we're totally dependent on them for our protection, our initial learning, and most importantly, our love and caring. And so it is the responsibility of the parent to provide such and ensure that the child will have those opportunities that best serve him or her in their lives. And at no times does that create an ownership. Rather, it's a guardianship. In fact, it should be the ultimate mentoring opportunity. Now, I think sometimes that parents, because of the fact that their lack of understanding, in other words, the child was created out of passion and not with purpose, parents, because they themselves are also a product of a prior generation, and whether they were created on purpose or just by out of passion, the parents to understand the purpose that they also need to learn at a different time. Or they need to learn what it is that is important in life and not just simply go through and let whatever happen. So what I want to do is I want to focus on the responsibility after the child's arrived and how the first period of life that we talked about last week, that's the first 6 years, as we, how that sets roots for potential success or failure in terms of economically living life here on earth. Poverty itself is a sad thing, but it is a choice. And despite all environmental circumstances that keep people in poverty, individuals ultimately still have the option to rise above their circumstance. But it does take education and courage and mentoring to do it. Sometime back, and this was probably in 2011, 2012, I got a report that was to Her Majesty's government, that's in England, and a gentleman by the name of Frank Field. He was commissioned by the Prime Minister back in 2010 to provide an independent review on poverty and life chances. And he had like 6 months to get that done. And the aim of that review was to generate a greater debate about the nature and extent of poverty in the United Kingdom. It was also to examine a case for reforms to poverty measures, especially to include non-financial elements. And it's also was to explore how a child's environment influences their ability to take full advantage of their schooling, as well as to recommend it a potential action that the government and other institutions could take to reduce poverty and enhance life chances for those least advantaged people. So, you know, I believe that people are mostly the same no matter where they live in this world. So I believe that the study that Mr. Field made is applicable to most social environments around the world. I don't believe it's necessary to duplicate his efforts for the most part, for what he has written can apply across the board for most communities. So I'm going to quote from the report, and that report, I think that what we need to look at is the fact that this could be applied to our situation. So the report says, quote, "The question the review found itself asking was how we can prevent poor children from becoming poor adults. The review has concluded that," and put this your own community in there, "that Emmett, Idaho needs to address the issue of child poverty in a fundamentally different way if it is to make real change to children's life chances as adults." Continuing, he says, "We have found overwhelming evidence that children's life chances are most heavily predicated on their development in the first 5 years of life." Unquote. Well, that is basically what we were talking about, our first stage, that first stage of dependency. And the person who is most involved in that is the parent. And so parents have that development in that first 5 years is very important. He tells us in the report, it says, quote, "It is family background, parental education, good parenting, and the opportunities for learning and development in those crucial years that together matter more to children than money in determining whether their potential is realized in adult life. The things that matter most are a healthy pregnancy, good maternal mental health, secure bonding with the child, love and responsiveness of parents, along with clear boundaries, as well as opportunities for a child's cognitive, language, and social and emotional development." End quote. That gives some very important information about what needs to be done. So the pregnancy needs to be healthy. there needs to be good maternal mental health and secure bonding with the child, love and responsiveness of parents, that's plural, that's not just one, it's two, along with clear boundaries. Clear boundaries, that's very interesting. A lot of times kids don't have boundaries. They're allowed to do whatever they want to do. And so parents need to set those boundaries and let them understand it. The report then continues to say by the age of three, a baby's brain is 80% formed, and his or her experiences before then shape the way the brain has grown and developed. That is not to say, of course, it is all over by then, but ability profiles at that age are highly predictive profiles at school entry. By school age, there are very wide variation in children's abilities, and the evidence is clear that children from poorer backgrounds do worse cognitively and behaviorally than those from more affluent homes. Schools do not effectively close that gap. Children who arrive in the bottom range of ability tend to stay there. End quote. Very interesting. That tells us a lot about what happens in a child's development, first of all, in the home, and then in school, because schools do not close that gap. For someone or some institution to say that there's plenty of time to teach and train toddlers when they get older. There's ample evidence that demonstrates otherwise. Now, just a couple more things that come from this report. It continues saying, quote, the evidence about the importance of the preschool years in children's life chances as adults points strongly to an alternative approach that focuses on directing government policy and spending to developing children's capacities in the early years. A shift of focus is needed towards providing high quality integrated services aimed at, well, here's what's interesting. It's not taking the kids out of the home and making sure the kids are educated well, but it's aimed at supporting parents and improving abilities of our poorest children during the period when it's most effective to do so. And here's the key. Nothing can be achieved without working with the parents. End quote. Nothing can be achieved without working with the parents. I think that people, if they want to do things to have successful children in school, and I'm not saying that, it tells us that affluent homes because they're not lacking or wanting for those necessities of life. That means that parents, it's not talking about helping children become it's not talking about taking children out of the home, putting them in and making them, because they don't have that bonding. They don't have what they need as a parent, and the parent has to be in there somehow. And so that is, it's something that we as a community, first of all, need to provide understand that that needs to be provided. And as parents, we need to realize that if we need have a problem, that we need to find it. Or individuals need to just, you know, I guess what I'm trying to tell us is that there needs to be more directed toward the help of the parents and helping with kids, and that they can do so and do it in a way that is, you know, non-intrusive, that they don't have to feel like it's that they're being patronized. But the idea that we need to have is there needs to be education. And that's basically what Business for Babes is talking, or Business Kids Academy is basically, it's to work with parents. It's to help parents understand and then sharing that with their kids. The government, it's not to replace the parents. It's just simply to help them understand and change their environment, benefiting the child as well. I work with Senator Stephen Thane, and he is one who has worked with programs like, for instance, in the state of Idaho. It's called Advanced Placement. It's a program that the state of Idaho has put together that allows $4,125 for each child that they can use for their education. It's actually starting in seventh grade. They can start taking eighth grade classes and moving classes forward. It takes work and effort. Then they can take, you know, free up time so that they can, in their junior and senior years, can be taking college classes. So in other words, you're taking classes ahead of you bringing them back years. And it does it in a way that, you know, the testing and the cost is paid for by the state of Idaho. And you can actually end up by high school, out of high school with an associate's degree. That was not available to me 40 years ago. I wish it was. It would have been, and especially understanding. There's still many people who don't know that it's available. And so what we have to do is we have to focus on what it takes to change the environment in the home and understand how we've arrived as a society as we have today. I think there is a lot to be said about, you know, the growing up in the generations. As generations grow up and tradition is lost, certain aspects of, you know, what's going on in life has been lost. And it's just something that we're trying to bring into our culture once again. And that's part of what Business Kids Academy is all about. And so when we're talking about the youngsters in our lives now, and children in general, their lives can be affected dramatically and positively what they're being taught very young is changed. And that's what Business Kids Academy is doing, is teaching simple principles that parents can learn and then share with their children even before they begin school. And Business Kids Academy is one of those things that it, you know, as we will talk about it, during the week, and let's see, that would be Monday and Wednesday, I have the podcast, which is Get On Cue Now, and it's talking about the concept on cue. Of that concept, we look at, you know, the different quarters, because it's basically a round, a circle, and it's moving from the first quarter of the circle, which is where problems and poor and all these the things that we talk about that give us the problems and the things of life that we don't want, and then that goes into quarter two, moving into quarter two, of the change that needs to be made. So those changes as we move forward are growing, help us grow in wisdom and understanding and education and making the changes, the necessary changes that will change the outcome of what we, have learned. You know, like for instance, if our parents have not taught us the correct ways, or we've, haven't had that education growing up, we need to make those changes. And then into quarter three is the action or the implementation of it. And it takes us to quarter four, which is the accomplishment portion of it. We talk about those different aspects or tips of accomplishment on Mondays and Wednesdays. And that's, you can go to Don-Allen, A-L-A-N-R-E-K-O-W, Don-Allenrico.com, and that gives you the links that will tell you or that you can listen to in each day of the week. As we look at those quarters also, there are four different areas that the quarter one is the employee. And our education system for, it's probably going on 200 years, but for minimum for the last 100 years has been built to train employees. It's to teach you how to get a job. And it partially comes from the Industrial Revolution, when they needed to train people how to be good workers. And so, and that education system has been working that way for, over the last 100 years. And by pushing people back as employees, most people are employees, then they don't understand it's mostly rich people or people with a vision or people who understand how to get out of the quarter one. And then, of course, into quarter two is self-employed. And a lot of people, that's the entrepreneur. A lot of people are getting out of there because they're tired of the rat race. They're tired of just simply working for someone else. And then you go forward from that. The quarter three happens to be investor. Investor, a lot of people are investors, and there are people who are investors, and it's usually an investor who invests in businesses. Businesses are able to, they need the money to continue on, but as an individual, we need also to be an investor. We'll talk about these things in the Business Kids Academy. And then, of course, quarter four is the business owner, who provides not only a structure, but it provides a structure for individuals to, to employ other people. That should not be an employee should not have to be an employee all their life. That is something that is a starting point, a point to get started as they are growing. A job should be something that is an apprenticeship, to learn things and then be able to go and work on your own and make your, you know, become self-employed, to take on more responsibility for yourself. And then the investor portion of it is so that you understand how to make money. You can be making money that will help you create and build a bigger business to where you finally can employ and help other people. And it's very wise, and then if you understand how it works and how it can work, then you can move forward and create a better life and create a better life for those around you as well. That's what we talk about in Business Kids Academy. That's what we're going to be talking as we go on. Now, next week we're going to be talking about a change of heart for the parent. Like I say, as we've tried to lay out today, is that the parent is the one who needs to take the responsibility of the education of the kids. And as parents, we need to understand how to, you know, what it is. And if you're in a poor situation, a lot of times the poor people are looking just simply to get their needs taken care of. And if propositions like the Proposition 2 that's coming up in the November ballot, you see yes on 2, that's basically saying, let the government take care of you. Let, you know, take another 100,000 people and drop them 133% below what is considered the poverty line so that you can qualify for Medicaid expansion, so that you can be on the dole and take you out of the workforce. Not a good thing. It's competition for our workforce as it is. It's something that if you really understand what it's doing, is it's creating another generation of poor people, and it's not something that we really want to do. In fact, if you want to hear more about that, you can go to, on Fridays, it's our Freedom Friday, and I do talk with Senator Stephen Thane, and he talks about issues like this and why and how they affect us. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Stephen Thane, STEVENTHAYN. THAYN. All right. That's about all we have time for today. Thanks for being with me this morning, or if you're on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Business Kids Academy, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week at the same time at 7 a.m. on Thursdays. Or if you'd like to say, join us tomorrow with Senator Stephen Thane. We're on Roadmap to Freedom, and we'll be talking tomorrow about the inflexibility in education. So thanks again. Make your day great. Bye for now. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Saber Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.